Hey, what's your name?
Glenn Simmons.
And what are you doing out here today?
Demonstrating building aerograde skills.
Did you hold this?
Yeah.
Thank you. And why do they have you out here at the Folk Festival?
Well, I guess they found out that I was one of the last people that built these little Everglades boats that were so common years ago. Back in the early part of the century, they were common. But after the airboats come in, probably about 1940s, these boats became scarce, these little boats. They used to be used a lot in the Everglades for surveying and traveling and moonshining and gator hunting, trapping and plume bird hunting and anything of that sort. They used a small little push boat. They used a push pole to propel them, stand up and push it. We call them, we call that push pole a seminal outboard.
How long does it take to make one of them?
Oh, about a week, something like that.
Oh, yeah. To get to the finish product.
I don't work full time on anything. It would take about a week.
And does the Folk Festival give you a chance to show off the boat and talk to other people and display something that really isn't common anymore?
Well, I'd say so, yes. They thought it was important to bring one of these up here, and that one stays here all the time. And they wanted me to start another one while I was here, which I did. I don't think I'm good at it, but I don't know of anyone else that even attempts it anymore. All the old timers is dead that I traveled with years ago.
Is there anything else you think people should know about it, or you'd like to tell people?
About these boats?
Yeah. Or about yourself?
Oh, about myself. Well, I don't, I guess I'm too old to get in trouble, but I gator hunted these boats for about 40 years and otter trapped and guided National Geographic. A lot of book writers, Dr. Tipo wrote Florida's Last Frontier and Man of the Everglades. And Dr. Craighead, of course, a great entomologist and botanist. It was just kind of a way of life you grew up with, because it was raised in hard times, and it was just something you could do to go out there and get something to eat. Might make a few dollars, but at least he was living, and that's what it was more than. So we stayed 2 or 3 weeks on a trip in these boats. Just pull out on a clump at night and spend the night, and then go on the next day. If you found something you could sell, why, you got it. It helped, of course. A lot of interesting things happened over the years, of course. I never mention names of people that had any relatives living or anything.
Yeah.
But I traveled with some interesting characters some days. Some of them made a little whiskey, and most all of them hunted illegally, or things of that nature, but they didn't steal. I never traveled with a thief. It's just a way of life, and it's not there anymore. It seemed like a thing of necessity at the time. And then everything in life is a habit. Whatever you start doing when you're young, you're liable to wound up that way, because it is. Life is a habit. that was a habit.
Where did you use these? When you took the boats out, where were you?
In
the state?
In the southern, mostly in the southern Everglades. We did travel around Okeechobee and even as far north as Lake Butler.
Uh-huh.
We hunted Lake Butler and some of those lakes around Inverness. Kissimmee River and things way back there. Wherever the game warden was the thinnest, that's where we'd go.
So, were gators protected?
They were protected after a time. In 1939, I believe, the law went on alligators in Dade County.
39?
Yeah, before that, it was perfectly legal, just like anything else.
Uh-huh.
I think it was 39 that the law went on there. And in the other counties, it was open. I think Dade was one of the first, and Palm Beach maybe the second. But Okeechobee didn't have a law for up until about 1950, I guess. Maybe a little before that, but that would be Okeechobee County, I guess. Anyway, it wasn't too bad of a thing, you know, to kill a gator. You get some grits money.
Would you use how would you get to the gator? Would it be with a spear or
no,
a lasso?
No. They were mostly all shot with a 22 rod. At night or daytime either.
It's very dangerous.
But it was nothing really wrong with it.
Just
the way of life. Of course, we eat whatever we come to. Turtle, bird, such and such. Deer.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
I have a question, too. I see this is plywood. You probably didn't have plywood originally.
No,
you had
cypress.
Cypress.
Yeah, but in the 40s, the government bought most of the cypress. They had so much building to do all at once.
No,
the hospital.
So this isn't
for
bags
and
mess
halls. It's just such a big demand for wood.
Future
media. Well, sawmills went crazy everywhere, you know, selling cutting wood. They cut out the big cypress and all over the state that they could buy. But the cypress bolt is much steadier. It's a lot better bolt.
Is that because of the...
Well, they're rigid.
The thicker wood?
Thicker wood and the way it was built, it was rigid. But we got where we couldn't get it, so we just started building out of plywood. Plywood come along about that time anyway, you know. There wasn't much plywood for sale up until, 1940? Yeah. Fiberglass wasn't invented yet. So that's what was commonly used.
What did you use to
Everybody
seal?
Built their own boats.
When you were using the cypress instead of the fiberglass, what would you use to waterproof the seams?
You didn't need anything. It swelled. You just worked your wood till a good fit and spaced your, if you cross planked them, you space them planks with something like a 6-penny nail on each side. Some people use a string so as to when it swelled shut, it wouldn't buckle. It would come up tight.
How are you?
Hey, Alice.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm lost. Did you see Lloyd over
there? Yeah.
I haven't seen him for 2 or 3 hours.
Well, did he tell you where I was?
Mm-hmm. No. No, I...